30th, 2018, meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Now is the time for public comments. It's an opportunity for the public to comment on any matter that is not on the agenda. The podium is open. Yes, sir. Will you state your name for the record, please?
Thomas Hezekiah James.
Thank you.
I'm here on behalf of a friend of mine who's also a clam producer, Mr. Harry L. Bowen. Back in May, he had a hearing here where he had three different parcels that were up for, review because of SAV. And in that commission hearing, it was determined that you had asked Dr. Orr to find him some ground within that 60-acre parcel. The result came back 0.9 acres. Mr. Bowen, as well as others in the industry, including myself, would like to ask the commission to review and revisit their SAV requirements. For any other type of structure by highland owners, docks, bulkheads, piers, there's mechanisms in place to mitigate the environment, the encroachment onto the wetland and SAV, either by, an increased fee or a fine or something. Pound nets are allowed on SAV and the tidal action wears at the grass. Crab pots are allowed on SAV and even on ground leased by others. They get drug around the bottom and damaging SAV. We feel, as clam and oyster producers, we're singled out for a stricter requirement only because we have to lease the ground, where the others don't. Unlike the pound netters that provide no bait or replenishment of the fish, or the crabbers that, don't provide seed, we bring all our own stuff out there. We buy the seed, we harvest the same seed, and in the intervening time, the oysters are striking on the bags. We're stabilizing the bottom. We're getting natural strikes. The crabs and other things feed off of there. And then when we take our product, the nutrients, the nitrates and stuff, get pulled out. We just ask, see if there's any way within the statute or maybe, propose a change to the statute that, my first application in 2015 of 10 acres been approved, I wouldn't have needed to apply for the other 17. And the only objection, it was one landowner, but it was SAV from staff. And it's no different than the ground that I'm currently using or the ground that I was using.
Your timing is perfect because right now we have aquaculture work group that has been formed by the Secretary of Natural Resources, facilitated by a former Secretary of Natural Resources. We're in our third or fourth meeting. SAV is high on the agenda list, and we're looking at exactly the things that you've just brought up during the course of that work group. So, yes, sir, it is being thoroughly examined, and don't know exactly what will come out of it, but it is getting a good look under the microscope. So just want to let you know that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to be heard? There being none.